Alrighty then.
Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Woody-hoo!
Hey, hey, here we are.
What up on that?
Back again, Saturday night. You know, they used to say Saturday night is the loneliest night of the week. I don't believe that anymore. Ever since the advent of computers and internets, and I sound like, what was his name, Bush? George?
You're the bottom?
W. What
about
called
him?
It internets.
Internets? Which
yeah.
one? The old man or the...
No, the young guy.
Oh, yeah, he had a lot of, they called him Bushisms.
But there's no excuse for being lonely anymore. I mean, yeah, there are lots of excuses. I'm just saying, you don't have to wallow in it. You have plenty to keep you busy. I mean, you can go turn on that, what they used to call boob tube. Have you noticed how many channels we've got? And when you look at radio, well, guess what? Today is actually what? National? International? You decide.
I believe it was international, but I
will... Radio Day.
Radioactive. It is National Radio Day.
Well, that's all right. We'll extend it internationally.
We'll get international listeners.
You know, that used to
followers.
Be the one thing you could always turn to that could prevent any kind of loneliness from seeping in. Because you had your music stations, you had your religious preachy stations, you had, what else? Oh, the political, controversial. I mean, you've got it all right at your fingertips. Or is it your earbuds? Nowadays, I guess. Anyway,
yeah.
Hi, I'm Deborah Lee. I'm going to be your psychic love doctor for about an hour now. I'm joined by my co-host and sidekick. He ride shotgun with me, and this is Jim Baggins.
For that, you could say Jimbo for fun, but I'm just saying that's not my real name.
He has told us he does not really like being called.
I don't mind it when it's done in jest at the intro. But the rest of the show, I'm not Jimbo. Otherwise, I would change it on my goddamn birth certificate. Got it? Yeah.
Point well taken.
But I'm okay with it when you do the intro. That's cool.
So, Mr. Baggins.
You say Jimbo because Bilbo, Frodo, they were like two-syllable
yeah.
words. So, that's why you Lowe. Say that. That's why, yeah.
All right. So, he's going to give you an angel card reading tonight after you've had.
So, do not run. When you hear the harp, that's
yes.
angel card time. And
yep.
that means... Listen to your angel card. Don't start asking more questions of Deb because it's over. All right.
To our faithful Facebook audience who are watching us on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page, again on Facebook, streaming live, this I'm holding is an ordinary deck of playing cards. This is all we're going to use for tools. Oh, yeah, and intuitive perception. We're going to use that too. But basically, what we're going to do is lay out the cards. Take a look down the road at your life and see what's up there. And if something's along that path that you don't want there, well, we find ways using choice and change, another two dynamic tool. We use those tools to 86 it. And if we can't 86 it, which is like get rid of it, then what we're going to do is we're going to work around it. And that too is the effective decision making. So these readings are nothing to fear. Sometimes people will come and say, oh, I'm so nervous or I'm really scared. Don't be. These cards are going to open doors like you wouldn't believe in terms of perception and understanding and a lot of times deep compassion. So what we're going to do is we're going to get started, but first we're going to want Jim is doing an op check.
I am doing an op check, so give me a...
To make sure we are flowing on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, we don't want to start a show if it's got issues.
Mm-hmm.
This will only take a minute, folks.
Oh, yeah, but I'd feel bad because that was a really good start. Is it there?
Yeah, we're all good.
Oh, great.
I'll check that. Yeah, we don't... Ever since we got this new cord.
It's good.
Yeah, so I think that was our problem.
Yeah.
They die. Cords die.
I think they even have timers on some of these things. Have you noticed how your cell phone gets funky after a while? Or your computer, that's where they get you. Is all of a sudden, and especially, like I've been told, if you have a lot of psychic ability, your energy is going to mess with that computer. So anyway, I am going to hand this off to Mr. Beloved Jimbo Baggins.
All right. That number to call in is 515-602-9676 or Skype in. You can put phone numbers in Skype. I learned that recently. Apparently, you always get it. I didn't know. Hell, I mean,
yeah, how do you do that?
Because back in the day, what do you mean? Just put the number.
Oh, yeah, you do.
You do it all the time on Mondays. You call in. Anyway, when you get on the show, they're going to tell you you're going on hold. You listen to the show, and yeah. I just tested it. You can hear the show just fine. That means you're good. You just got to wait. And we'll see you on a list. You will not get forgotten. If you get dropped, the cell phone may drop. Just call right back. Do what you got to do. When you get selected, when we say, hey, welcome to the show, when we take you live, kick off the speakerphone, Bluetooth, all that crap, if you legally and safely can. Watch your background noises, stop moving around so much, you know, settle down if you can, because by the time that communication goes through the internet, Blog Talk, comes out of our speakers, it can be rough and might not. Once in a while, we've had to not do a reading.
Occasionally.
Or we've struggled and had to have people repeat a lot of stuff. So those are things that if you can, you can. Also now for our folks that, are typically international, but not always. Some folks just can't call in for whatever reason or other, but they have the ability to use Facebook Messenger. We will allow Facebook Messenger callers when we ask. We have to ask because there's no hold system, automatic hold system. So you just got to wait till we – I'll type it in and then we'll physically voice announce we're taking Messenger calls now. Not right now. That was just a practice.
Yeah.
And that'll be to Deborah Lee.
Yes. And when you do that, you're going to come through on this, which is – the Facebook Messenger portal. We have Generation 2, but we're not affiliated. We don't.
Yeah, she likes to show that thing off.
I just want you to see what kind of device we're going
to
use.
We don't get to see their device.
Well, they can show it to us if they want.
How? There's no physical way they could.
Well,
if they had a mirror.
And we always keep it turned toward us, so you don't have to worry if you're in various stages of undress. We're not going to circulate that around the globe.
And some people just go audio. It's your call. You make the call. And there are times when both of those things taper off and we get folks that can't do either and they can just type their question. We had requests the other night. We had one. We will take them if you be patient. And
what was it again? What kind of request?
They type it in.
Oh, yeah.
The Facebook, the people that are viewing can't use Messenger for whatever reason, can't call on the phone. If we get to that point, things quiet down, what you type it in. We try to work with everybody.
I really do, though, like the more one-on-one, you know.
Well, of course. That's
hearing the tone of your voice, your energy. You know, it's important for me to read your vibe, too.
Well, right, yeah, the type-in thing, there's always that 20, 30-second delay thing, too. So you got that working against you. So I think we've covered all the stuff. Remember, when Deb's done... Try that again. That's the harp. It means two things. One, we're about to give an angel card reading, and it means two, your reading with Deborah's done. It's over. No more, how about, no, it's like, nah, we got other people.
Remember,
we can't do that. It's other people.
And you can arrange a private session with me.
Yeah.
But if you go to my website, psychiclovedoctor.com, you can arrange what type of reading you'd like, whether it's going to be a video call reading, or it's just going to be audio, or
whatever.
Even email. And that way you can ask all the questions you want.
Yep. And she'll do those cards as many times need be during your time.
Yes.
So that's or your next option is wait for the next radio show.
Yeah.
You can call in every single radio show just once, though. That's the only stipulation. But we got to, when you hear.
That means you are about to get the angel speaking to you.
You get the angel card, and those other cards are done. I will see how it resonates here. All right. I think the time has come. We're going to go to area 703. If you're with that, that's on our own Commonwealth of Virginia up north. 703.
Hi, welcome to the
show. Hey, it's Andrea. How are you guys?
Hi, Andrea. You know, I saw your, what is that,
area code,
and I said, I bet it's Andrea.
I would have bet if I had.
Yeah.
A lot of people live in that area code, though.
So, Andrea, you sound kind of upbeat, exuberant. What's happening?
Heavy.
Yeah.
I don't know. So I gave you an update. So I did file paperwork with the Bar Association. They told me because she was not my attorney that they couldn't help me. So I don't know what you see. I emailed her 5 times and no response. I sent her a Zelle payment of $250. She still hasn't picked it up. I don't know. I mean, what do you think the next move is going to be? Yeah, no.
Oh, my goodness.
Save all the documentation if need be.
Absolutely, and remember.
Oh, yeah, I do. I have.
Social media can be a karmic biatch. Because you got to do is go out on those lawyer websites, and they are not allowed by law to ask you to take it down. I would tell you a story right now.
Where's that law?
Supposedly, they can't tamper with reviews.
That's not tampering. They ask you. You can refuse, though.
Yeah.
They ask you.
You mean
you
Google review or just like a lawyer review, like a lawyer site review?
You're talking reviews in general. And if there's, it's more of a legal ass side of it. I wouldn't take what she said as 100% fact. Just don't let
check
anybody,
it out.
Don't let anybody strong arm you into it. Is the rule.
Okay. Okay.
The moral of the story is.
Yeah, I don't know what her plan is. I know she's jerking me around because she thinks she's going to get extra fees, court fees for non-payment. I mean, I emailed her 5 times, and I haven't heard from her. I even Zelled her a payment on Friday. I haven't heard from her.
You're doing what you can do.
That's crazy.
You're doing what you can do.
Can you pull it back?
You don't want to pull it back.
Well, I was thinking maybe she ought to send it in the mail certified. So she can prove
Zelle. It goes right to her bank. She goes to the email. She gets the email and go right to her bank.
Yes, Zelle's bank connection.
Yeah. Boy, that she sounds like a barracuda. And the girl
she is
sued wasn't any better.
Nope. 2 peas in a pod.
Oh, boy, I guess. And the lucky thing is you get to get away from them. As soon as you pay this off, then you can flip them off if you need to. Just don't do it where they can see you.
Well, do you think that she's going to, like, take that $250 and be okay with it, or she's going to keep coming back? I don't even know.
No, I think she wants to get you in trouble from what I'm looking at.
Why? Do you know why?
On behalf of this girl.
But
she's really worried.
Are they related or something? I mean, Jesus.
No, but, you know.
No, she was just a client.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, but this, we get out of control here.
But the client is right here, and she got, you know, she felt so bad for this girl, blah, blah, blah. You won the right. You should have won that case. But you never know. It's a crapshoot when you go to court.
It always is a crapshoot, yep.
Is. You're dealing with human beings.
You're dealing with human beings. Yep. You're dealing with a judge that...
Motions. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, judges and lawyers, they all kind of in the same brotherhood.
And this lady lawyer is flexing her little muscles, trying to join the big boys club is what I'm getting, you know, from the cards. I'm seeing that, she'll just try to make this into something that's like you're in quicksand. So I paid them off as soon as you can. Just get rid of them. And on the upside, I want to tell you, I see great things coming for you, Andrea. Really great things. It's under Shirt of Couture, which we love that designation.
Yeah, you gotta love it.
It's showing a real boost coming in terms of your work. That there's a very strong potential here that you could end up relocating for a really great job. Yes, yes.
I would love to relocate in a heartbeat.
Oh, and then that changes the scenery of everything around you. So for now, don't let this become a ball and chain for you. You know, just pay them, walk away smartly.
So keep your documentation in case you end up in another courtroom.
Exactly.
You can say, here's what I did.
I mean, I paid her $250. I'm waiting for her to pick it up. As long as I keep paying her and she can't go back to the court and be like, you're not paying me. I'm making an effort to pay you. So she can't be like, well, now she has added court fees. I mean, you ignored me 5 times. I mean, what do you think a judge is going to say? Well, she reached out to you.
Yep.
And, you know, I mean,
can you
so too bad so sad.
Can you get a screenshot of your payment to
I have
more
it in a PayPal. I mean,
great.
I have it through Zelle.
Oh,
I put notes in. I put through the notes in Zelle, and I took a print shot, so it's in a PDF, so I saved it.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
I have everything.
Well, I tell you, this would kick me right in the booty, and I'd be like, I don't see what the lesson is here. And maybe the lesson is something like be more careful when you trust people.
Who knows? Or maybe there is no.
Yeah.
Maybe
roommates
is,
can turn into devils.
Maybe the lesson is people.
No shit.
Yeah, really. You're saying it. I cannot remember one roommate situation in the past that ended well for me. It was like a bad marriage that just got worse. So.
All right.
Well. All right. Well, Andrea, let's give you a nice angel card.
Okay.
Subject, claircognizance. Archangel Uriel, pay attention to your thoughts and ideas that come to you as they are unanswered prayers.
Oh, very nice.
So, that's got to file that. It probably has nothing to do with your legal case necessarily, but
probably not
the rest of your life, though. If you're, you talked about what was coming up in her work.
Yeah, good things. Okay. Very good things.
Yeah, I think that's related to that.
And if I were you, this is what I do. When I'm really angered by a situation, my gut instinct is to start sending out like energized barbs of, ooh, I don't like you, and I hope something bad happens to you. And then I check that, and I say, you know what, instead, I'm just going
to
feel sorry for you.
Yeah.
You have to be the way you are.
You don't want to get too negative. Yeah.
Right, because those arrows do a right, they just turn the corner and come right back to you.
Yep, they bounce it right back in your face.
Oh, yep. Well, I was at a supermarket. It was really funny on a Friday night at 3:30, and guess who was right in front of me in line was that Kelly chick, the former roommate. And I had to leave the line and go around and wait for her to leave and bite my tongue because I wanted to lash out and like and rip her a new one. But I was like, you know what? And then I just walked away, walked right past her. I know she saw me, walked right past her. I didn't say a word. I was like, you know what? Under my breath, I was like, karma's a bee. So
I took
the high road
right.
And left.
Yep. But boy, that had to be hard to resist because to maybe reach out and grab her hair or something.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah. If I could punch her and get away with it, I would have.
Oh yeah.
I took the high road and just left.
You did, yes. And I'm glad that you did because this could only go into more repercussions. The store doesn't want you in there again. Blah, blah, blah. You know, it can go on and on. Somebody takes a video of the two of you yelling or catfighting, and the next thing, you're viral. You don't need that.
Yep. Nope.
All right.
So, Andrea, thank you.
Yep.
We love hearing from
thank
you.
Thank you.
I feel like I know you. I don't know why, just because your card.
You patiently held for a long time.
Yeah, your card.
I know. I'm just got that great energy personality where people just tell me stuff.
Well, you've got that... the thing about you. You're bubbly. You're warm. You're personal. You know, that's a great talent to be like that. So God bless you, honey.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that we're going to be here to at least cheer you on with the rest of your life. All right.
Yes, thank you.
Have the rest of the weekend be awesome for you.
I will. You too. Stay safe.
All right, honey.
Okay.
Take care.
All right. Bye.
She's adorable. Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. All right. We got, I want to say international shout out to Michelle.
Michelle.
She is from the land of Ing.
Do you remember years ago? Who was it of the Beatles sang that song? Michelle.
That was the
Ma
Beatles.
Belle. The Beatles themselves?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yes, that was the Beatles. And I don't know. Obviously, it's one person sang it. Probably Paul McCartney, but not always.
Probably.
He was the main guy, but not the only guy. John Lennon did some stuff, and, you know, Ringo. I don't know if Harrison did, but singing.
Sorry, I never really liked him.
Well,
but
know
I know
what?
Their songs from the top 40 years ago.
Well, that's okay. They're just legendary, that's all.
They don't need me to like them.
They don't, absolutely.
All
right, let's move on, because it's time to keep on, keep on in. We're going to go to area code 708 in Illinois.
Illinois, welcome to the show. And your first name is? Hello?
That'd be Malik.
Hi.
I'm sorry, what was it, Malik?
Yeah, it's Malik.
Nice name. Love it.
All right, well, welcome to the show. Are you first time?
Thank you.
It's your first time?
Yeah. Yeah,
cool.
It's my first time being on the show.
All right, that means you're losing your opportunity right now.
So what do you got? What do you like to know?
Yeah.
I just want to get like a general reading.
Oops. We'll talk to her about that.
Okay, we have to have a bit more specific, especially for first reading.
You're a first time caller, so we don't know a single thing about
population. It'll be general in and general out, very vague.
So it'd be a boring reading. It wouldn't really tell you much of anything. So if you could narrow down at least some important aspects of your life, some concerns, something, it'll help your reading.
Okay. Are you happy in your work?
Well, you might have an idea.
It could be better. I'm 30 years old. I'm originally from Chicago, but I'm living in Northeast Texas right now, Paris, Texas.
Oh,
gotcha.
Okay.
I'm an over-the-road trucker. I've been driving for about 7 years and been an auto mechanic for about close to 10 years. I'm mostly interested in what you see as far as like love life goes, because I'm dating this one girl.
You have someone?
He just said so. You're dating a girl right now?
Yeah, she's about 4 months. Well, she's close to 4 months pregnant, and I don't know. It's just never ending chaos. Always arguing,
okay.
Go back and forth. I just want to see
It's your baby. This is your baby.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Yes.
So you want to see how that is? Does that look like you're the one to be, or are you thinking maybe not? Is that what you're thinking? You want to see what
I'm thinking maybe not. I just want to see if what do you see?
Okay.
We want to see as far as like what do you see it working out with her? You see somebody else? Like what's up?
There you
go.
That's good. Now you're talking. Yeah, now you gave her a lot of details,
yeah.
And you'll have a better reading now. Even though it's your first time, it'll still be a lot better than the general reading. Now you call in 3, 4, 5 times or more. You can say general reading because we already have history. We got history.
Yeah, and once I build a spiritual connection with you, then I don't need your specific questions.
I kind of know some stuff from past readings about you and about the people around you, and then the general reading gets a lot easier. So the cards are going down.
Yes.
All right. So I see nowadays everybody takes their area codes with them, so we kind of –
Yeah,
we're 50-50 when we see the area codes of them actually being there physically.
Well, okay, here's the thing.
There you go.
I see your baby here. I see it. And I also feel that she's been, I think that before the pregnancy, this girl comes through as like a passion princess, really wonderful. I mean, like the perfect woman in many ways. But, you know, pregnancy screws with us. And I've been there myself like 5 times. And what happens is we don't feel good. Our hormones are screwed up. We don't like what it's doing to our bodies. We've got this alien in there growing. Yeah, go ahead.
Is this her first child?
No. No, this is actually her fifth child.
Oh, so she should be a pro.
Yeah, but the thing is you don't feel like that. You don't feel like that. She could even, just as an example. You're a long-distance truck driver. She could actually sit there as you're preparing to go and say, oh, boy, look at you. You get to go and have a ball out on that road and not have to deal with me in this house. And, you know, and we don't realize it's not a pleasure trip you're going on. We just feel so out of sorts. But I really think she cares for you. And right now, she's got, 5 months left to pregnancy?
Yep, about-ish. Yeah, she's 4 long, so that comes out 4 plus 5 is 9.
That's when the real challenge begins, is after the baby's born and, you know.
Well, she's... she is a pro at.
She is, but I think that's when you'd be better off, in a better place to be examining this relationship.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. But regardless of that, do you see anybody else coming in his life right now?
Oh yes, there could be many. There's another one here that I see. She's around, like you going out to have a couple drinks. She's some girl, but she seems to enjoy jousting with you for fun and pleasure. You may not have even met her yet, but she's around a bar situation.
Bar or just social restaurant, some kind of gathering type thing. Doesn't have to be a bar.
She's a little bit more of a firecracker than the one you're with. I mean, I see that she is really like a man's dream come true sexually. But there's a lot there. She's overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way. She is overwhelmed. Your life's going to get better. You're just going to have to weather this rough patch here. And
But you're not seeing a break right now between him and his...
No, and you know what? You would look like such a jerk.
You would.
If you left her right now. Wait until it's born. Give it 3 months. If you two can't settle, you know, the playing field between you, then maybe it's time to make some changes.
Sure, I mean, yeah, there's a certain point where, yes, you have to make changes because it's not good for either party or the child.
And I want to tell you, your career looks fantastic in the future. I really feel you're going to end up leaving this for something way more lucrative. And we can look at that in your next reading when you call us. But for right now, just get through this. She's in a rough place. Do you have other children?
No.
Okay.
So,
well,
my first one.
I told one of my sons he did not want to have this baby. And I said, you know what? When they put that baby in your arms, you're going to completely have a different point of view. You won't even know what love really is like till you look in the eyes of that little creature you made. So just allow yourself that, some time, freedom.
Okay.
And call us. We'll help you out. Yeah. Now Jim's
cool.
Got a...
Stand by for your angel card reading before we say goodbye. Subject, gentleness. We gotta listen to this.
All right.
Archangel Sandalphon, be very gentle with yourself at this time. Surround yourself with gentle people, situations, and environments. But I guess you're in a stressful situation right now, so maybe try to figure out ways to lower the stress level.
And I've got one last thought for you.
Which is easier said than done.
If this was an unplanned baby, just remember the old Yiddish proverb that goes, man plans and God laughs.
Most of them are unplanned.
Yes, most of them are.
That's what Mother Nature does.
I'll send out the airwaves. I had 5 birth control failures. Yes, I did. So, anyway.
Oh, wow.
So, You can look at yourself as batting zero, or you can look at yourself as batting 1,000.
I've got 5 magnificent grown-up sons, and I wouldn't trade any one of them. So, yeah. So you are terrific. I hope you call us again.
Yeah, call us again. We do multiple shows a week. You're welcome to call every single show. We just only once per show, that's all.
Yeah, but just know you're going to get through this, and things will at least temporarily get better.
And you keep looking at this question if it's still on your mind, but you get some clarity with for future readings.
That's right.
Well, thank you for holding.
Okay. Right. I really appreciate you. I really appreciate you for everything.
We appreciate your patience too.
Yeah, thank you. It's nice to hear from men calling us every once in a while.
Call again and hang in there, pal.
Yeah, please do. All right.
Thank you. I'll stick around.
All right. Great. God bless you now.
Roger that. All right, we are approaching we're close enough to half past the hour. We extend the show if there's people there. We're not going to kill you at 8 and say, screw you for waiting for 20 minutes. But I'm going to give my halfway point spiel nonetheless, that we want to remind everybody that the show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. And we hope everybody enjoys themselves. And I believe I forgot to say that at the beginning of the show.
We put that out there so that newcomers don't become so overwhelmed by a fantastic reading that they just start making sweeping changes in their lives, you know, that could be very detrimental. And besides, the internet gods like us to have a disclaimer.
Yes, indeed. Michelle was joking about my nose starting. Does it always start when I'm walking? I was like, you know what? It's not happening tonight.
Oh, I changed my hairspray. Look at that. Yes, I was when I was getting ready, I thought, you know what? I'll try this one that I used to use a long time ago.
It's been a tiny little bit of stuff, but that's normal. It's nothing like, I haven't had to touch the thing, really.
He thought he was allergic to me.
Well, indirectly, you know. It was a product you were using, so.
So, ladies, if you want to drive a man crazy, get a hairspray that he's allergic to. But that's if you want to get rid of him.
Yes, well, yeah, that's going to be, that's going to make him want to keep you.
He'll be like, I'm out of here. I can't take
it. But he wouldn't know.
Well, maybe he can rule it all. Jim, you know what? It's sometimes really hard having a nuclear engineer on the show with me because you're so analytical.
Well, I'm not saying he might know, but I'm saying it's likely he wouldn't know for sure. But there's a good chance he'd put two and two together and say,
he might.
Like I was starting to.
Yeah, true.
I was starting because I was doing all sorts of stuff in this room, eliminating things. And it's like, huh, I sat in here for 30 minutes. Everything's cool. 5 minutes later, it starts flaring up.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. Now, a lot of people thought, well, maybe it's psychological. It's like, no. All right. Let's keep
Alrighty.
On. Keep on. I think we're going to, yes, we are.
Do you remember?
Yeah, I got it written down. 770, which is the Peach State. Georgia.
Hello,
770.
Jumbo.
Hello, and you
Hello.
Are? Hi.
I'm Addie. Hey, I spoke with you guys, I think it was last week, a week before last.
Okay.
And Deborah, you told me to call you back if I wanted to know more about that man. You saw that was a little aggravating.
Can you?
Why he couldn't stop thinking about me. And I thought, whoa, they're on. Let me call. Let me see if I can get in.
Well, refresh my memory a little bit because I've given so many readings since.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah.
I understand. Well, I think I had asked you about traveling, and I said I wanted to go to Paris. And,
that's right.
And I said,
oh, yeah, I just remember that.
Do you remember that?
Yeah,
I remember. And you said, I remember that. Yeah.
And Deborah, you said I see the man. I see him, and he's a little aggravated because he can't figure out how he cannot stop thinking about you, and And you say, call me back, and I'll give you a little bit more about this man.
Sure. That's good advice for anybody out there that calls
in.
On a certain situation, keep calling. It'll either get clearer or whatever might pass, and it won't be happening.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's like two things are like kind of heading toward each other, but something can change the path of one of them.
Absolutely.
And then you never encounter this person.
Well, because life does fluctuate.
Yeah, there's millions of other things going on.
It does
fluctuate,
yes.
Mm-hmm. Now,
yeah.
Maddie, I'm sort of kind of maybe remembering that I had brought up, say, was it a Frenchman? Somebody who was going to be interested in just scamming you, taking advantage of you, and that you should stay away from.
No, that wasn't her.
No, that wasn't it. That was about traveling to Paris. You told me first, you said, yeah, I'll go to the Miami trip first. Then later, maybe in spring, to go to Paris. And I asked you about the man that I was thinking about asking to travel with me to Paris.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, this is the other one
you were
thinking of was somebody that said she wanted to just move permanently there.
Oh, and I said, be careful.
Yeah, I'd never been there before. And then it was somebody else. But anyway, back to our live reading.
Now, I'm trying to remember. Did I say that you hadn't met him yet?
No, I know him. And you said you said that he's I see him. You say that he's a little frustrated. I say he's a little frustrated about why he cannot stop thinking about you.
Oh yes, no, I've got a clear picture here. And I've got to tell you, first to all brand new listeners, I use a full 24-card layout, not just a, random draw of a couple cards. I prefer to see every aspect that's, able to be highlighted in your life. But this is also the layout that I use when we might do a private one-on-one session. And at that time, then I would lay them out repeatedly. Okay, Just making that clear to everybody. Yes. Well, I'll tell you, this man thinks you are the queen of all queens. He's right here. He's under Sure to Come True, the designation that we all love, because there's usually some very sweet goodies there for us. And he wants you to become so sexually, passionately drawn to him that you would literally, now this is a man's fantasy, okay? That he would literally want you to take his clothes off one piece at a time.
Oh, God. I think it's pretty interesting how a woman is thinking about a man's fantasy.
Because it comes through.
Oh, okay, so you're seeing it in the car.
Yeah.
I'm cool with that. Okay, I thought you were just like...
No, Deborah, that is how he's thinking?
Yes.
Brown chicken, brown
cow. You know what? I kind of believe that. I really kind of believe that, yes.
Well, it's in the car.
Yes.
Yeah.
And this is going to happen, what I've been saying to you. Now, it looks like he's also having frustrations in other areas of his life. None connected to romance.
Yeah, life can be very frustrating.
Right, issues, issues.
Life's a drag sometimes.
And he also, here's the thing. He feels like you are so incredibly special, Maddie, that he would lose you. And it raises up in him feelings of jealousy, even though you're not together. I mean, this man is really laying out a plan here with you.
So that almost is a little scary.
Not scary, scary.
I was thinking to myself, you know, let's talk about somebody laying out a plan. I hope they don't get like some weird little mirror with a bunch of pictures all over it.
He wants other men to be jealous of him and his beautiful lady on his arm. Okay,
it is. The first part I didn't buy.
You know, so many romances start in our heads first.
Well, yeah, a lot of them do.
If you think about
it.
And then the reality dawns, and it doesn't come out the way that we thought it would.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Imagine you.
He is going to become just transformed going to Paris with you. But be ready and be sure he's the man.
Yeah.
You know.
That's almost like a commitment there,
he's
boy.
He's your Pepe Le Pew. So make sure. What was the kitty cat's name?
I don't think it ever had a name.
No.
The what?
We shifted over to a cartoon reference.
Well, you might remember,
what did you say? What was his last
name?
Pepe Le Pew, the little skunk that was like a Frenchman always trying to kiss on this cat that had a white stripe on it.
Yeah. And she would always... He would, like, slide out of his arm.
He was basically like a molester in today's standards. In today's standards, he would have been arrested for sexual assault.
So once you flip this man's switch, be sure this is what you really want, or he's going to go away so heartbroken. And if you don't want to go as quickly as he'd like to, a good thing to say is, hon, I don't start what I'm not planning to finish right now.
Pump the brakes.
If he knows that you want it slow,
basically, I hear that. But basically, I think he's good for me.
Okay.
And maybe you want that spontaneity, and maybe you want that heat. And if that's so, boy, you're going to get it.
Yeah, I mean, you ultimately have to decide what's best for you.
I see the two of you could be together for life. There's no reason that can't happen. He's an honest, true man. I don't see that he's got the...
There's no underhanded, sneaky, snakes type stuff, and he's not, defective.
He's not a cheater type.
He's not defective?
I can't find it if he is.
You don't want somebody with a
beard. So he's real.
He's real. Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, you'll have to just see how that plays out for
I'd love to follow along.
How it all plays out, the romance.
Oh, Jumbo.
Love is in the air.
Jumbo's talking because he knows. Jumbo is a man. He knows.
I am. You know, that's one thing people forget here. So I saw some of these readings go down. I'm like, don't be talking too much about that man part of it there too much. Because you were never one that I know of. Maybe a past life or something, but, you know.
Very true. I take exception to
that. But when you see it in the cards, then I bail out. when you did see that in the card. So
I think you both deserve each other, Maddie. I really do. This is going to be, you know, the relationship that's going to lift you up and you know, just give you such joy. God. There's not enough joy these days in the world. We need more of that. So I think if you say he's good for you, then by golly, he's going to fit that bill.
I kind of believe he is uplifting. He is uplifting. That's why I say he's good for me, because he is uplifting.
But if you're the type of person.
He's very ambitious. He's very ambitious and adventurous, yes.
That's good that he's ambitious, too, because you don't want somebody with low ambition. That's just
right.
And that he's ambitious and he's very adventurous. So I like that part about him.
Oh, yeah, both of them.
There's such a spark between you that it could almost be like spontaneous combustion.
Holy spontaneous human combustion.
Whoa.
So be ready.
Well, I asked him, the last time I spoke with him, I asked him, would he go to Paris? And he told me, yeah.
Well, there you go.
I
think you've got this man right where you want him.
Could be a good time.
I think it's going to be fantastic.
Could be one of those things that you'll remember for the rest of your life. This first trip to Paris. It might not be your last, but you'll remember the first one.
You know, Jim, you sound like a real romantic tonight. You do.
Oh, that's because I'm full of shit.
Oh, God.
Oh,
All right. Angeline.
Yeah, we got to move on. Unfortunately, we're having a good time.
Thank you.
A lot of people.
Clarity.
So stand by for your angel card reading. And this came up twice. And of all the cards, this was the one that wanted me to read. So what is that word?
Sentience.
Clairsentience. We don't get this one a lot. Archangel Raguel. Notice your reoccurring physical and emotional feelings as a signified divine guidance.
Love it.
So it could be this.
Yes.
It came up a couple of times, and I was like, all right, I'm rolling with it.
That says to me the higher power's right there with you, Maddie, and you're ready to roll.
And if you are one that usually makes good decisions of these types, then you have to trust yourself if you feel that way.
I think so,
Some people don't make good decisions. They get worried, and they ask a lot of other people for advice.
Yeah.
But, hey, if you know you're a pretty good chooser, then keep on choosing.
Wonderful.
All right, thank you.
We love you.
Yeah.
I mean,
hope you call back again soon.
And I will remember next time.
Yeah, I call back. Okay. I give it some space, and I call back. Thank you.
All right.
That's up
Thank
to you.
You.
You can call back every show.
All right.
You don't have
okay.
That's up to you.
All right. Take care. Have a great weekend.
Yes, indeed. All right. We're going to keep on it because we got some callers. We see you. Don't worry, callers. We're going to get you. Don't look at that clock and freak out. We'll extend the show before we curb somebody. We won't do it. Not on my watch. All right. I think our next caller is going to be, that would be area code 443 up to the northeast. Glenda Mary, Maryland, 443.
Maryland, welcome to the show. And your name, please.
Suzanne.
Hey, Suzanne.
It's been a little while, not forever, but it's been a wee bit since you called.
Yeah, I tried to call you when I was at the beach, and it just kept dropping. So I was away for a whole week. Yep.
I did see that 443 coming and going like it was a blinking Christmas light.
Oh, really?
It was last Tuesday, maybe.
It was recently, in the last few days. Yeah. Real quick, international shout out to Claire.
Claire.
From the UK, and it's her first time from the UK.
Yay, Claire.
All right, back to Suzanne.
All righty.
From Maryland. All right, what do you got?
Here's what I'm wondering. I'm wondering, I've been really struggling with readings versus ministry and prophecy. And I'm wondering if there's room for me to do both. Or should I go one direction or the other? Are you feeling anything like that as far as direction?
Super good question. Do you have a preference on your own, or are you kind of torn? Like you said, it sounds like you want to do both in the spiritual world, right?
I've always wanted to do readings for people because I love the healing that takes place when they're connected with their loved ones. To me, that is no higher gift in this world that you can do for somebody. But I feel like if my purpose is to share something that God wants me to share, and I feel like I have to do that to be able to fulfill my purpose.
Well, I'm laying out your cards.
So it sounds like you're torn between the two.
I am. I'm kind of torn.
Well.
And if I need to make a choice or if I need to go in a direction or...
If you were able to choose, what would you choose?
Both.
That's what I figured, both. Okay, what do you got, Deb?
Well, we're on the same wavelength, Suzanne, because I'm seeing you don't have to choose.
There you go. That's what she likes to hear.
You can do both.
Nice.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Nice.
And the cards are really are kind of pushing that because these are instruments of prophecy, but not with the C. That's a different type of – this is with an S, prophecy.
Right.
This is more of a verb.
Right.
Yeah. So, and the thing is, you, like me, will probably run into some opposition out there from people. I never force it on anybody. And if they want to be skeptics and say that I'm the devil's workshop, well.
Ooh, not the devil.
Yeah, I leave it. I just leave it there. And, you know. But I feel you know, remember, I'm dealing literally with one aspect. You have a calling on your life, bringing in the more spiritual. You could actually find a way to combine both. For yourself in your counseling for others. Yeah.
Okay.
So,
anything else I need to know?
Yeah, anything else?
Let's take a look here. How is your daughter doing?
She's doing okay. She's kind of prepping for surgery. No babies or anything yet. But her eyes are stable at this point.
Okay. Deep down inside, she is dwelling on worry and expecting that this isn't going to go well at all. I just thought I'd let you know that. She's not expecting that, but that's really what's going on down deep inside. And I'm going to tell you, once you get like some kind of shingle out or you actually start to have, you know, clients/patients, whatever you want to call them, you're going to gain attention. There's a man here, a professional man, that is going to want her to, like, come in, say, into his shop and work, say, a day out of his shop. Yeah.
Okay.
It looks like you will find that very exciting. And under sure true, I am definitely seeing, and I've said this before, I believe, that you will be partnering at some point in the future with another woman, and it will be wonderful.
Mutually beneficial.
Yeah,
okay.
Very much so. Yes. So, yeah, that's what I see for you. And Jim has got an angel card for you.
All right. Subject of the angel card is all is well. Archangel Jeremiah. Everything is happening exactly as it's supposed to. With hidden blessings, you will soon understand.
Yes.
Okay.
Boy, that's a good confirmation.
Especially when the blessings are hidden.
So it
makes you wonder what those are.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, well, I definitely have faith. So it'll happen. It's going to happen. I just don't know how or what.
And that's, I guess, the mystery of it all for everybody.
That is our life.
Well, good to hear from you, hon.
Yeah, thanks, Suzanne. Thank you for calling in.
God bless you, hon.
Stay in touch.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, that was good to hear from her.
It was. Yeah, I recognize the area code.
Yeah.
Right off the bat. All right. Hey, we haven't been here. Usually we get a million of these. We're going up to the great state of New York, 917.
Hello. What is your first name?
Hi. My name is Ashiel. Ashiel.
Oh, all right. Thank you. Beautiful name.
Ashiel?
Yes.
Okay, great. Like, I hate screwing up people's names.
Are you new to the show, my dear?
Yeah. I mean, I kind of listened to it before, but I never really called. So.
$9, that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, you've listened to it before. That's good. That helps. So you kind of know
what's going on
and how this goes. So what's on your mind? What would you like to know? What would you like to discuss?
Yes.
My love life. I'm single.
There you go.
I was looking forward to meet somebody this summer, but I haven't met anyone that I see myself with. So
okay, so yeah, you were hoping
anyone coming up.
So you was hoping to meet somebody this summer, but summer's coming to an end and it hasn't happened yet.
Anybody special you think about or not?
Somebody new. I have an ex who wanted to come back after 10 years, but I'm not interested. So I just wanted to start fresh with somebody new.
All right.
But,
that's good info. That's good info that you provide her about an ex that might want to come back. And she might spot that in there. She'll be able to tell you more about that, too.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Yeah. Just because they want to come back doesn't mean they got to come back, you know, as we all know.
Remember, the first reading enables me to start building a connection with you. And as we do future readings, like in future shows, that connection goes stronger. So that by the time, I would say after I've done, say, 3 or 4 readings, I'm able to just say, I can take a look and see what the cards have to say for you without needing a question. Because, and partly people need to know, I see your heart and those around you in my readings. So I become invested emotionally, wanting to see you find happiness and love, you know, success and joy, all those ones.
And it's really good that he's listened to the show before, so he's not coming in blind. He's not worried about the water being too cold when he puts his foot in, stuff like that.
No, I'm ready.
He's ready. He's rocking and rolling. All right, what do you got, Deb? Card you down.
I got to ask you of your work. Could I ask you what you do?
I had my own business until like the end of last year. I decided to put out a hold because I felt like I wanted to try something else. But nothing really have happened yet. So it's
nothing
up
happened
in the air,
you know? Yet.
Kind of in limbo. Okay.
Stand by. I've got to tell you, you have raging success coming to you that it's going to literally cause others in that particular, if we'll say industry, okay, that particular line of business, they are going to be mad with jealousy and realizing they can't compete with you. So that other thing, don't talk about it on the air. Don't let anybody steal it from you. But the direction you want to go in is going to be like a rocket ship to the moon. Filled with travel, and there's lots of abundance financially. I mean, wow, this is pretty big stuff here. And truthfully, what your cards are saying is you've got to let this future love of your life come at her own speed, you know, like her own, in her own way in time. Because if you go ahead and you try to just rush it, you're going to be very disappointed.
Yeah,
so,
that can happen a lot. Yep.
Yeah, so I would suggest that you, first of all, stay pretty focused on the future of your work. And I'm sorry. And I really believe that with the advancement of your work, hon, is going to come your true soulmate. All right? The one that you're going to be with everlasting. And she's coming through as a very beautiful hearted, well, actually she's characterized as the Queen of Hearts, and she is so giving and committed, so generous, so full of heart, that you're just gonna like fall madly in love with her. So wait until you meet that one where your voice inside says, this is the one.
Don't settle.
And it will be. Yes. Do not settle. Now, Jim's going to give you some additional guidance here.
All right. I am indeed. Stand by for angel card reading. This is what you have to... Some of these don't necessarily apply to the actual reading, but sometimes they do. This is subject. Remember who you are. Archangel Michael. You are a powerful, loving, creative child of God. You are very loved.
And he's there. He is with his sword.
Yeah, he's a warrior.
Michael's a... He's a badass.
Yeah, he's like the,
you know?
He's like a top general in that army.
Yes. So I'm telling you, you have huge success ahead of you. You have a beautiful relationship coming to you.
Keep that chin up.
but you're going to have to practice, and we hate this word, patience.
Just a little patience.
And right now your cards want, they want you to mostly focus, if you can, on the work for the future.
Yeah. And then everything else will fall into place.
Yeah, you
right?
don't realize it, but you're going to be building an empire. And others aren't going to be happy about it at all. So that's too bad. Business is like a war.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is, and things just have to happen. All right, thank you very much for calling.
Oh, yes, call us again.
We've extended the show.
Yeah, I will.
A lot of people. Yeah,
thank you so much.
Oh, you bet.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you.
All righty. Everyone does that.
It separates them all because you got too many.
But even when they go away.
Yeah, let's just take
you. We're going to rock and roll Daddy-O. Let's see here. Where are we going? We're going. I think we're going to stay in the same state. Where is it? Where are you hiding? It dropped. No, there it is. I'm sorry. I almost skipped them. All right. We're going to stay in New York. 347. Welcome to the show.
Hello there. I'm Deborah. What is your first name? Yeah.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
347. Yeah, they probably,
hello.
They might have walked away. All right, we'll just take the next call and go back.
347. Yeah.
Yeah, no big deal. I'm lost on my. There we go. I was lost on my little thing.
You might also be in a spot they are trying to talk and can't. I don't know.
All right. No problem. Pause. And I shall go to 203, Connecticut. 203. Whoa! The heck was that?
Hello. Hello. Hello, guys. It's Pat in Connecticut.
Hey, awesome.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. Oh, I love you guys so much. So nice that you're on so often.
Well, thank you. We love doing it. I mean, we just love this, so it's hard for us to... Like tomorrow, usually we take Sundays off.
Got to take Sunday off.
Hard for us.
90% of the time. Once a month, we can throw one in there, though.
So, Pat, what's going on? What's happening?
Oh, I'm just really wiped out. I don't know. You know what? I think I'm healing, and it's just can be tiring at times. Slowly, step-by-step healing. Do you want to do general, or do you need a question?
I think a question would be great.
I think a question is better, especially since we got to pick up the pace here a bit.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Goodness. How about if I ask about Chance? He's standing right here asking me for my dinner. And now he's flirting with you.
Oh,
Ooh,
Chance,
out.
You handsome devil.
All right.
How is your puppy doing? How is he?
I got another reading on Blog Talk Radio, and, you know, I'm always trying to figure out what ailments are going on with him. I switched to, I'm giving him less supplements. I'm focusing on stuff for joint pain, and someone told me that he's got a lower left quadrant stomach area. Something's hurting him, and I don't know what that is. I'm changing his dog food. That might be a problem, his kibble. I cook for him, but I give him kibble, too.
That's good, yeah, because there's a lot of stuff they put in kibble that's good for him. All right, cards are going down.
And
going
this is
down.
About Chance.
Yes. Who let the dogs out?
He's standing here talking to you and listening with bated breath.
Chance. Oh.
They are good listeners.
Yes.
You know, they don't understand half the stuff you're saying, but they 100% understand your tone.
Yeah, they do. And when you're upset or something, they know.
Or when you're trying to tell them something that's getting really fun and exciting, they get excited even they don't know what the hell you're saying sometimes. Like, oh, yeah. They're like, oh, yeah, that sounds great, whatever you said.
Do you know that dogs talk in pictures?
No. How do they do that?
Well, I mean, that's how they communicate. All animals, I think, from what I know of animal communicators, a lot of them say, they see in pictures. So if I tell him something, you know, I'll tell him I'm going to go out. I'll picture where I'm going to go. Then I'll tell him I'm coming back in 3 hours and, you know, show myself come back in the door. Whatever I want to tell him, if I think of it, I try to think of pictures.
Okay. Well, whoever you consulted about chance,
yes.
I would say they're excellent and you should follow their advice because I am not, I can't generally do medical type.
Okay.
Yeah. So otherwise, read up on it.
It was another reader.
Yeah, that's fine if it's another reader. I don't kick the shovel out of
it. No, I'm just saying,
can.
But they don't, or they're not doctors either, is all I'm saying.
No, but you can also read up on different things.
Oh, sure. Oh,
it's gastric. It's a gastric type of thing that I'm picking up on. Now, what did they, Jim, have you feeding or giving as a supplement? Was it to Bo or was it to... Jim has had a billion dogs.
Yeah, I don't know. First of all, you got to tell me the ailment.
Like a Tums, or they had you giving him something antacid. I forget what it was.
That was after he had his surgery.
Oh.
They went in and had to cut a blockage out of his intestines. Yeah, they did for a while. Then they stopped after a certain point. But anyway.
Yeah, did the other reader say anything? Go ahead, hon.
It doesn't have to be about medical. I just thought maybe he'll just talk to you about anything.
Oh. Well, I feel, though, that if you read up on him, you're going to find it's not coming through as something serious. But Jim did have a dog with a bad blockage.
Oh, no, it's not that.
No.
Their life will be over in a few days with a blockage.
Yeah, and you would know he'd be acute with vomiting.
Oh, it's not even vomiting. It's regurgitation. It's like, whoa. It's out. Yeah. No, he's good. She already.
No, I'm not seeing anything about it being intense.
Oh, that's good. That's all I care about, you know?
Yeah, so we do some reading, and there's some excellent people that are like veterinarians that give advice online for free.
Yeah, And she didn't see any dark blood, so that's a good thing.
No, not at all.
So that's what really matters, you know.
But thank you didn't get a bump steer from that other reader. You didn't. So,
no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
And you know what?
What?
Pat, the more upbeat and happy you seem, I feel that Chance is really in tune with your emotions. And the more that have a spring in your step and you're happy, he's going to be happy too.
Yeah, you know? I really try. I tell you, I've gone through depression and believe me, felt guilty about, you know, subjecting my pets to that. And I'm trying, I'm getting better now. So I'm trying to, you know, show him I'm better too and tell him as well.
They are very intuitive. Doctor.
Absolutely.
All right, let's do this.
All right, stand by for your intercard reading. You got to think about what this means to you. You might not even realize it till after the show. Divine order.
Yeah.
Archangel Raguel. Everything is how it needs to be right now. Look past the illusion and see underlying order. So that might have zero to do with anything we talked about tonight. It might mean something else in your life.
It is, and I have to tell you. I convinced myself today I was feeling really kind of lost, and I was trying to tell myself everything's okay and everything's exactly where it's supposed to be, even though I can't see. You know, like the Neptunian influence when there's such illusion. Anyway, you're right on. Thank you so much.
Oh, we love you,
Pat. And that's like the whole thing about faith is that you have to believe in things that aren't in front of your eyes.
That you can't see.
Yes, you have to believe that there is something out there that's going to materialize, happen, and it's all, everything's the way it has to be.
That's right.
Yep.
So take care, my dear. We're always
love
here
you,
for
love
you.
You.
Oh,
all right,
love
please. We'll talk again.
Take care.
All right, we're going to give 347 another shot. 347 in New York, are you with us?
Hello. Hi, I'm here.
Hi.
Right. That's awesome. Well, glad we...
And your name, hon?
This is Tamika.
Yes, indeedy. Welcome.
How are you?
Welcome back, actually.
Oh, I'm okay.
Oh, you don't sound okay.
Yeah, I have like a cold. I'm not feeling well.
That's the thing. I'm finding that an awful lot of folks that are my clients are all getting sick.
It's coming.
It's not monkeypox.
It's
not
regular old
COVID.
Cold season is coming. Yeah, fall's coming.
So, Tamika, what would be your question? To be rushing now, but you should see our list.
I I started a temp job last week. It's in the city. It's taken a lot out of me because the commute is pretty long, and it's by train and walking a lot. But I just wanted to know how you saw this going for me and this company and my relations with them or anything. It's just like a contract.
Sure.
That,
this
is
an absolute great question.
Almost the exact same area.
All right. I'm going now into your cards.
Cards are going down. All right. So the job, you said it was a temp job, right?
Yeah, it's a temp job because you're not moving soon.
Right.
Gotcha. Yeah. You know, those temp jobs are okay.
They can
be okay, especially when you know it's temporary, because if it sucks, then you know it's temporary, so you don't go gloom and doom.
Right.
And sometimes if it's great. Sometimes if it's great, you can work out a deal and you can be not a temp, be a permanent. But she's moving, so it happens. Yeah.
I didn't know who it would connect me to or how it would go, so I just figured why not try it.
All right, cards are going down. Just let everybody else know we did extend the show. They probably figured it out by now because it's past 8.
This is a stroke of serendipity for you, Tamika.
Serendipity.
What I mean by that is this job isn't just a J-O-B. This is an actual opportunity, and I'm not talking about where you are. I'm saying about when you relocate.
It's part of the move.
Yes. What you're doing may seem menial, but it's not. It indicates that she can work within that environment in that industry or business.
Gotcha.
And you are going to be very well liked there. I think you're going to get a glowing resume. And once you, not resume,
referral, whatever. Yeah,
that's what I mean. But
reference.
Once you have relocated, you're going to walk right in and be able to get a job. And even a temp job can turn into a permanent
job.
Absolutely,
yeah. Mine did.
Yep. So don't be afraid if they say, well, this is only a six-month job. It's amazing once they get to know you and all, how that can swing in a new direction for you. And I'm telling you, once you move, your entire life is going to change. I know it's been really sucky up till now. If you just go with an open heart and an open mind, you are going to be amazed that life could be that good. And I know this seems off the wall to you because I've been reading for you for a while now. And if you're expecting, it's going to be just, what would you call it, drudgery and despair and, you know, just darkness. But it's not.
Darkness.
No, you're going to go down there and you're going to actually start to feel like a real human being with a real opportunity ahead of you and a new man for you, and he is under sure to come true, and I love that.
That means the future is very bright.
Yeah, you might need to wear, how's that go? Future's so bright, I need to wear sunglasses.
Was there a saying or song?
I thought it was a song.
I don't know that song.
It is a song.
I can't name that tune.
Okay.
Future's so bright, I gotta wear shades.
Yes. No, I want to warn you one thing here, Tamika. Yeah, I know. Your mother, or it's your sister, one of them is going to completely turn their back on you and no longer be there for you. But your cards tell me whichever one of the, because it's hard for me to tell which one.
Yeah.
Whichever one it is, you're better off without her anyway.
She kind of has a feeling about that already.
I think she does.
Yeah.
And the other one, because you've got the mother and a sister, correct?
Yep.
The other one's going to be insanely jealous of you and probably always has been. So that's likely the sister. And the mother is just, your mother expects complete, what would you call it, like service from you toward her.
Obedience.
Yes, even like as a child, but she's a hot and cold woman where you can bend over backwards, you can kiss her feet. She's just going to be like an angry, selfish, you know, all those bad things that you don't need around you. She's got some mental health issues for sure. So I just want you to have faith, honey. Things are going to get better, and this job is really a dream come true for you. Go ahead there, Jimbo.
Time is out and I have to restart it.
Oh, what? Oh.
It does that.
All right. Well, there
we go. Stand by for your angel card reading. Compassion is the subject. Archangel Zedekiah. Not a very popular. We don't get that one.
No.
Soften your heart with respect to this situation and all the people involved, including yourself.
Yeah, and I really think what's going to come to pass with these two women in your family is you're going to end up feeling sorry for them, that they have to be so petty and
they
got to
be so broken.
Yeah, yeah. Your time has come, Tamika, and you are going to get out there and you are going to shine, baby.
Stand by.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, thank you very much. Move on. We want to get the rest of the folks in that are patiently holding.
We'll be back on Monday if you want to call
us. Call again. You know, we're all over the place.
Yeah.
Monday's news for the soul, everybody.
That's right. All right. Let's go. Thank you, honey.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. We're going to go to our neighbor down south, 910 North Carolina. Welcome to the show, 910.
Hi. Who's on the line with us?
Hi. My name is Keisha.
Hi, Keisha.
Hi, my name is
Yes.
And I would like a reading, a general reading, whatever you pick up on.
Okay. Have I spoken with you before?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Probably have. I don't remember, but you probably have.
Yeah, we don't remember either, so.
All right. Well, tell me a little bit about you.
Yeah. Give us a little background, what you got going on, what you really want to know.
Yeah.
You know what? I would like to know, do you see me getting a job or another job, or do you see me sticking with this job a little bit longer?
Good question.
Do you like what you're doing? Working?
I do, but it's a little stressful. I think it's a lot of competition. I think the competition is like, it doesn't make any sense to me. So I'm like kind of wondering if, you know, I should just stick it out or if I should, you know.
It's always a tough decision when you got something going on that's there may be some things you don't like about it, but it's there and it's consistent and you can count on it.
You're familiar with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when you switch jobs, you don't know what you're getting into, even though unless you got like some serious inside info, like a lot of people you know there, you don't know.
You know what I often see in reading, this goes out to you, Keisha, and everybody else. What I often see is that it's the relationships between the people at that job, like a new job, that can make it mind-bendingly horrible. It's the atmosphere is thick with stress. If people are, you know, putting knives in each other's back, it's not a good place to work. All right, let's see for you. Oh, good. You're going to be one of those that gets a sign on what you should do. All right. All right. Keisha, here it is for you. You're going to get a sign. You don't have to do anything right now. But I believe it's under sure come true. I believe that your working situation, the atmosphere is going to start to deteriorate.
And the current job she has.
Yes.
Too much stress. Stress is not going to be worth
and
it anymore.
Your anger is going to start to go from a simmer to a boil.
Yeah.
And I really think that is your sign that it's time to move on. And what I see is beautiful stuff. This could be like a remote job, or this could be a job where you're dealing with people from that are at a distance. It's hard for me. You know, Jim, how you often get phone calls from Washington, D.C., and maybe Groton or whatever.
Yeah.
But that's what I feel, is that she's going to be working with people that are at a distance. So it'll seem like, a remote job. If you guess what I'm saying, what is all this interference?
No, that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for, like, something I can do from home, and I can, that's actually perfect for me. So that's what I'm kind of looking for, but it's kind of hard to get into that industry. So maybe something else to come up.
I don't know, but that's what I would love to do. I've got a good gift for you. I've got a lead for you. I had to call up concerning a membership that I had signed up for, and I didn't need it anymore when my health insurance changed. It's a business called Lifeline, and I wish I knew the rest of it. Lifeline, yeah. And I got to talking with the woman on the phone. She said it's the best job she ever had, and she was like 55 years old. She said the pay is awesome, that the workers are terrific, and she works from home. And she says we will work with you if you have to go to a dental appointment, or you might have, say, a little medical procedure you need to do. But she had said it couldn't find a better job. If I could,
okay.
I would love to. How about
she call back?
When I wanted to give her the information. What did you see her number? Which one we're on? Is she 347-090? Do you mind, Keisha, if we write down your phone number and I send this to you? Oh.
That's it, yeah. Okay, so you're the lady. Okay, so I talked to you last week. You're the lady with all the good ideas. Okay,
well,
yeah, I did talk to you.
Oh, this is
really... all the good ideas.
Well, thank you. I've always liked being an idea. I'm a solutions person.
I got it.
Okay,
I
we have your phone number. Thank you.
Okay.
And I'm in the area code of 757. So you'll recognize.
Yeah, if you get a 757 text, don't
take it. Okay.
I'm not.
That's
it's not something you have.
I'm going somewhere in a few minutes. Then. Huh?
That's okay.
Yeah.
But I'm going to send you the link to that job. All right?
Okay. Awesome.
Okay. And Jim's going to give you your angel card now.
I had it and I put it away. Shame on me.
Oh, that looks like.
We'll go with that. Here we go.
All right.
Stand by. I got it. It is subject to spread your wings, Archangel Ariel. Do not hold back right now. The timing is perfect, and you are ready to soar.
Yes.
That's
yes. Told
you. That's that flight. That's a 757. Okay, I got you. All right. Awesome. Thank you. You have a blessed day.
Welcome. Take care, and you'll hear from
me. All right.
Okay.
I'll be waiting. All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Well, folks,
yeah,
we
got to run.
We extended to try to get everybody in, but it's like it's one of those things. We take calls and two more show up. We take calls and two more show up. So in theory, we'd have to extend for the rest of our lives based on waiting.
And I have an engagement in like 13 minutes.
We apologize, but we do many. The next show will be on News for the Soul on Monday. And then after that, it'll be normal blog talk, different days of the week. So you have all other opportunities. We always recommend, I know you can't because everybody got jobs and schools and stuff, but try to be first
and
or early.
That
first.
Show on Monday is at 6 p.m. Eastern.
Well, you want to be early on that one.
Yes, because it's a packed show. And then that alternate Pacific time is 3 p.m. Okay.
They are West Coast based.
And that's
the
News
States.
For the Soul, right?
News for the Soul, yes.
All right. I think it's time for a little Dire Straits coming at you.
And Michelle, thank you so much for...
Yeah.
She stayed, she's, the time
yeah,
it is over
late
there.
For her.
Yeah, and next time, if you want to try to get it, we can work a messenger in, Michelle. Or if you just wanted to watch us and talk to us, that's fun, too.
That's great.
I need somebody to type to on here.
Thanks for being here.
So that's cool. You know what it is.
Here
it
we
is
go.
Said goodbye to the blog.